Current indications show that elections will most likely see a coalition between South African political parties. Even for local governments in provinces such as Gauteng, where support for the ANC is expected to fall, or the Western Cape, which is controlled by the DA, but where the party is currently seen losing ground. Joining me in studio for some analysis on that is Daryl Glaser, who is a political analyst at Wits University. Daryl, thank you so much for your time. Let's perhaps get your assessment of the past 6 months or so leading into this election period that we're going into. How have you assessed some of the activities, the manifestos, and just the interactions and conversation around possible coalitions?
Well, to me, the most interesting single thing about the run-up to this election is how much discussion amongst voters is about influencing the internal factional struggles of the ANC, you know, people who want to strengthen either the Cyril Ramaphosa side or the Ace Magashule side. But the truth is we don't really know how our votes are going to influence one side or the other. There's going to be a kind of war of interpretations inside the ANC after the election, each side claiming credit for gains and blaming the other side for losses. Mm. But I think the other interesting issue has been indeed coalitions. And depending, for example, on whether you're one of those people who'd like to see the EFF become a kingmaker or whether you think they're a dangerous populist force, that is a big factor in thinking about how well you want the ANC to do. Mm. Do you want it to perhaps do well enough so that it doesn't have to go into coalition with the EFF, but also not so well that the ANC combined with the EFF could get a two-thirds majority? So voters are having to think in all sorts of sophisticated but quite speculative ways about all these different configurations. And I don't think we really know how our votes are going to influence the actual outcomes.
Right. When you look at the different parties and the messages that they've sent across, and also then factor it in with the contested areas, I've heard some political analysts saying the ANC would be better off with a coalition with the DA, and perhaps the EFF DA coalition wasn't working too well. When you look at the messages in the context of the hotly contested areas, what's your assessment?
I think that a DA-ANC coalition is unlikely. Mm. I mean, a strong case could be made for one. Let's assume that Cyril Ramaphosa saw himself primarily as a kind of pragmatic politician or even as a pragmatic radical, a realistic radical. He might, you could imagine a scenario in which he thinks the EFF is too dangerous and the ideological differences between the ANC leadership and DA are smaller than they are between ANC leadership and EFF. But under current circumstances, I think such a coalition is very unlikely. Since Cyril Ramaphosa has come to power, he's, if anything, I think shown more deference towards Julius Malema and the EFF.
Yeah.
It's not only Ace Magashule who says he loves Julius Malema. Ramaphosa has implied that he has a soft spot for him too in many ways, despite the fact that EFF now seems to be supporting effectively the old Zupta faction in the ANC. I think that Ramaphosa's thinking might be more along the lines that if he has to go into a coalition, it would be one with the EFF, but in which he hopes he could somehow moderate the EFF within that coalition. But, you know, I could imagine a different circumstance at some more distant point in the future where, let's say the ANC is compelled by economic circumstances or even international pressure to implement unpopular policies, it might find the DA a more useful partner in that context.
Mm. Our history with coalitions, I mean, I can imagine it's not a very long history, they're all very recent, but what can we take away from coalitions?
I think our experience so far has been mixed, but primarily negative so far, and I think one of the problems is that, you know, when the ANC's lost control of metropolitan areas, for example, in the 2016 local government elections, the coalitions it set up have been essentially unstable coalitions.
Right.
Especially where they've relied on the EFF, not so much as coalition partners, but as a party that is going to support a coalition from the outside. Mm. You essentially have parties that are not natural ideological bedfellows, who are gathering together, and parties that are also, you know, split along all sorts of lines. And there are also quite a few, apart from the EFF, the parties available to form, say, a coalition with the DA are small parties,
yeah.
Often quite opportunistic and unpredictable parties which can switch sides, like we've seen the UDM do in Nelson Mandela Bay. So I think the coalitions have been quite incoherent and quite unstable, and to that extent, our experience with coalitions has not so far been a good one.
Mm.
But, you know, coalitions are not necessarily something you have a choice over. If the voters give you less than 50% of the vote, you're going to have to find a coalition partner.
Mm.
Ideally, it should be, for the sake of stability and coherence of government, it should be one that you have a reasonable affinity with ideologically and programmatically.
Yeah. Previously, we were talking about the contested areas, Gauteng being the one that everybody had been focusing on in the run-up to the elections. And then you read news about the Western Cape as well and about how things could play out there. Then there's the Good Party, which is former Cape Town mayor's, Western Cape mayor's party. Do you see that being a disruptor and a kingmaker? Perhaps the DA might say, let's put things aside and get into a coalition with the Good Party?
Yeah, I mean, my impression so far is that I certainly think the Good Party is going to be a disruptor. So it won't have a national impact, but it'll have a regional impact because it'll draw some of the the coloured vote. My impression so far is that the fallout between DA and Patricia de Lille is going to make a coalition between them difficult to envisage.
Yeah.
The coalition might be more likely to go the other way with the ANC, although who can say? But certainly the Good Party is going to be a disruptive force in a context where DA infighting has basically meant that the party has lost ground in that region.
Prof, thank you so much for your time. That's where we have to leave it. That's Daryl Glazer, who is a political analyst and professor from Wits University.